do as the Lord leads you. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thankful this morning to get to be here and one more time and get to see everybody. And
God bless you.
It's always good, isn't it, to get to come out and be with God's people.
That's right. That's right.
As weak as I am, I need that.
Yes.
I do. I need that a lot, and I need your prayers this morning that maybe that the Lord might use me a little bit. And
God using.
I'm always willing to preach. I know I fight it sometimes, and like I would have been happy to keep my seat this morning. That's why I told Brother Joel to come out. I thought me and him would kick back and let everybody else come, and we'd just sit back and judge. But it takes the Spirit of the Lord, doesn't it?
Yes, brother.
Whether you be testifying or praying or singing. I mean, we can all do that. We can go through the motions. But it takes the Spirit of God to really get to have that Spirit. And I need that this morning. I don't have a blessing to hand to anybody. Look to the Lord.
Yeah.
When Brandon had told me he was coming out here, he said that Brother Joel had hurt himself and going to come out to help him. And I thought he's so good to come out and help us. He really is. And we love it when he comes out and he's so full of Spirit. And I appreciate that. And God's people need to be there for each other.
Amen.
We do. But I do need your prayer this morning that maybe I could just build on what we've already felt this morning. I wouldn't ever want to take away from those things of God, and I can just be who I am. And,
yes.
And I am I'm a pretty simple person. And as I had an old uncle up in his 90s, I'd see him at church years ago and shake hands with him. And I'd say, good morning, Uncle Hatler. How are you? And he'd always say, I'm common. I'm just common. And that was always his answer. And a lot of times, the older I get, the more I feel like that. And I'm okay with that. I don't bring anything special to the table. But I will tell you about the Lord. But I know that I've read a lot about him and about what he brought.
Yes, right.
What he did for us and how that we have a tendency to, especially this time of year, I think, people have a tendency to actually get down. You know, we lose loved ones and here comes Christmas or maybe we don't have people in our lives and here comes Christmas and all of these special times and it can hurt and it can bring us down and
yes,
and our whole country and this whole world, it feels that, doesn't it? And
yes,
and it's looking for a remedy. It's trying to find something to make it feel good. To fill up that void that we get in our natural lives, don't we? I mean, time's not slowing down at all. And Brother Joel talked about my mom and dad. And my mom's been in, she's almost 90, dad's 94. And she's been in and out of the hospital for the last 2 weeks. And she hasn't been doing good. She's still not doing good, Brother Joel. She's talked to her yesterday and she's awful weak and just in a whisper just about. But I know that this last week when they put her in the hospital before Christmas and she just kept telling the doctor, I can't be in here right now. She said that I've got a whole house full coming up that I need to be cooking for. And And so you have to remember them in prayer, but see, time, it doesn't wait, does it? It doesn't stand still. And it's not a respecter of persons, and it just keeps marching on. And you know why? You can look at that a lot of different ways. And you look at what Brother Joel's going through right now, and Brother Danny, what you're feeling, and some of these testimonies that we've heard about what, and one sister hit it just right. She said, "You're experiencing life," and yeah. Because that's what this life brings to us, yeah. Isn't it? And you know what? Listen, and I think about this. Listen to me, and I'll take my seat here in just a minute, and we'll let Brandon come. But I love to serve God. I love to feel the Spirit of the Lord. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's no fear. It just overshadows everything. I don't have anything written out for you today. I'm not educated enough to listen to walk you through anything. But I met a man in 1979. And he taught me how to just get myself out of the way. I just stand back and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And if we can get ourselves out of the way a little bit, and stand still, we can see the salvation of the Lord. This morning, haven't you seen it a little bit already here this morning? People, I'm telling you, Lord, I want to tell you, listen, about this man that I met, over 40 years ago. People, and you know, when I met him, when I was at my lowest point, I didn't meet him. Why? When I was having a good time, out at a rock concert. I met my Lord when I was down at my lowest point. When I come to realize I didn't have the remedy for what life was bringing me. When I come to realize I had no bargaining chip in this thing. And that's when I got down to realize that I had nothing. That's when the Lord was able to work. When I could do nothing for myself, the Lord said, I just put it in my hand. I've got it now. Lord, just like I read here, when when old Paul was in prison, when Paul was in prison, I remember he was up here at one point. When he was going through the land, when he was wreaking havoc on God's people, he was a mighty man, so well respected, wasn't he? And he was highly educated. In an ignorant country, wasn't he? When he began serving the Lord, what happened? Persecution came. The devil, he don't persecute you much when you're serving him. You want troubles? Try serving the Lord. And then the devil's gonna come knocking and tell you how you ain't doing no good. He's gonna bring you down. Look what he did to Job. A perfect and an upright man, how he brought him down. People, Lord, But Paul wrote from prison one time when he'd been brought down. Lord, they'd done everything to him. Listen, and he said, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that the things which happened unto me. Listen, all these bad things that had happened to him, he said, they've fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. All these bad things that happened, they've only strengthened the gospel. Now listen here, when you get down in your life, when you get worried, listen, about your family, what does it do? It brings you to your knees, doesn't it?
Right.
It strengthens the Lord in you. Listen, and he talked about that. He talked about, look how many times I was shipwrecked. Look how many times they beat me. Look how many times I've been in prison. They stoned him, didn't they? They left him for dead outside the city. And he got up and dusted himself off and headed right back in again. I know that troubles. If you don't have them today, you're going to have them by tomorrow, probably. I'm telling you, if you're not worried now, just wait a minute, because time's not slowing down, is it? Lord, that's all right. Listen, that's okay, people. That time's not slowing down because I'm telling you I heard a man say one time. Listen, I heard him say, when I had a sister and a brother-in-law going through a hard time, you know, Brother Eddie, in the wheelchair, when he had his accident, listen, out in the woods, he run a sawmill, and he had a tree, my brother-in-law had a tree come down on him, and his son found him up there, Brother Chad, and his son found him up there under that tree, and thought he was dead, and he was up in the mountains in East Kentucky. It took him a long time trying to get some kind of help to him up there. And they had to air the steam out of there finally. And when he was in the hospital, they took him to the trauma center over in Huntington Cattle Hospital over there. And the doctor started preparing the family. He ain't going to make it. Snaps his back in two like that, and he can't recover. He won't even wake up from that. And there was a little chapel in that hospital, and some of my nephews and my sons, they met in there and had church in the hospital there. And you know why? And one man said to my sister, he said, "And the measure of a Christian is not one thing things are going well. The measure of the Christian is when things are not going when adversity comes on you, and that's how you measure a Christian. That's why old Paul was in that prison there. And they handed down the judgment today. He knew that life was short. He knew and breathing in glass. He wrote him a little letter, didn't he? One last letter to Timothy there. He said, I've run my course. I bought the fire. I didn't hear him say, I wish I'd have chosen a different path. Did he? He said, it's for laid up for me. Listen, is a crown. I know, listen, that this world gets us down. And you know what I've noticed? If you read all through the Bible, how back
under the law, through the judges and the king, that whenever a good leader would rise up, listen, they'd straighten up a little while, wouldn't they? They'd walk right for just a little while, and guess what? That leader, he'd grow old and die, wouldn't he? Or he'd stumble along the way because he was man. Listen, and they'd go off in a different direction again until another temporary leader came along. But listen, I've got a leader now. Listen, he's not temporary. Listen, he's not coming and going. You know what? He's not the kind of leader who just tells you what to do.
That's right,
I've worked in shops my whole life. I ran many a plant in shops. I've always found, the best leaders were the ones that come off the floor, the ones who knows what it is to barely make a living, the ones that knows what it is, to get up to that alarm clock, get out in the cold, make their way to work, those that grow from there into the leadership of the place, they understand that. And they need to never forget where they came from. But you know what? And sometimes that was the problem with those kings, wasn't it? They was raised to be kings. And they'd last a little while. Why, people, I want to tell you why it would have been easy for the Lord to say, just send salvation down to them, just send a prophet to tell them there's a better way. How simple would that have been? You talked about a man. Listen, he came down here and he walked the walk with us. He felt the pain with us. Listen, you don't feel anything that my Lord has felt. You don't have a worry that my Lord
God
has
bless
already
you.
Been
there. Yes.
But you can't take a step. But why my Lord's already been there. People, that's the kind of man that I've
heard. Yes, yes.
And here's the difference. Listen,
that's
I took my Lord to life, and they put him to death. He left them put him to death because he would leave no stone unturned. Listen, and now there's no place I can go but why my Lord's already
that's
been
right.
Listen,
yes, sir.
When my old mom leave this world, guess what? The Lord's already waiting on her. He's already there. Tell her, I've already walked this walk. Just take my hand. I'll lead you right across.
Yes.
Let them come on in.
Yeah.
It's good, people.
Yes.
That's the kind of man I serve.
Yes.
That's the kind. You know what?
Yes.
Why, it says he was a man acquainted with sorrows.
Right.
Listen, a man of sorrows,
yes,
and acquainted with grief. He did that voluntarily for us,
right,
so that when I sorrow, he can have it with
right.
He can feel what I feel.
Yes, that's right.
Listen, you can't really comfort someone if you haven't been there.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, brother, that's right.
So many people, when they lose loved ones, so often, I tell them, I pray for you. I feel for you. I wish I could make it there. But I haven't really been there. Well, Brother Joey got his dad laid a corpse out there right now.
Is that right?
Over there in Hayside, Virginia.
God bless you.
Brother Joey's been here. Brother Elisha's daddy and Elisha's papa. Another old brother. Going on, isn't it? Time's not waiting for anybody. But I'm telling you, the Lord's already there. The Lord's already got his arms wrapped around. Now listen, isn't that great? Isn't that a blessing if that's what we've got? Brother Danny, when you get down, when you get hurt and then worried, just remember my Lord's already been there. Listen, and he's still got his arms stretched out saying, come on to me. Why? How many times? Why? And do I need to turn back to him and say, it's me again, Lord? But I'm thankful this morning. I'll get out of the way and let you come on with your arrangements, brother, whatever you want.